Pang's plate.
Boil the kettle and ready the tea bags. We're back in the kitchen and Brendan Pang, chef, cookbook author, owner of Bumplings Restaurant, is with you again on this Monday. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Doing very well. How are you?
I'm always good. Love talking about food.
Me too. I've got to remember to take a snack before you come in on Mondays, though, because it always leaves my tummy rumbling.
It's so bad doing this first thing on Monday.
It's good for people listening. If they're eating breakfast, this might be something to inspire you for later in the day. Today, we're going to talk about something I find is controversial, but probably shouldn't be. We'll talk about air fryers in a moment. But first, Brendan, what is the best thing you ate last week?
Oh, okay. I'm back from holidays. I know it's been a couple of weeks, but I'm trying to be a bit healthy. And I'm on board with this like soba noodle salad kind of thing that I'm doing, which you can eat with anything. But I've pan fried some salmon. I've got some soba noodles. I know people are weird about like cold noodles, but
sure.
I love soba noodles when they're cold. And then I tossed through this bang bang dressing, which I kind of have from work, but I make at home as well. It's just thickened with some tahini. It's got like rice vinegar soy, so it's sweet, salty, a bit nutty. And then just I just throw in any like fresh herbs and veggies in there. So
that sounds very fresh and healthy.
Oh, it tastes so good. Yeah.
Something about salmon is very filling as an ingredient as a fish.
Do you reckon?
I mean, maybe it's just I'm having a thick piece of salmon.
Yeah,
always feel very full after a piece of salmon.
I love salmon. I could eat so much salmon. It's not. It's probably not the best to do, but
stock up on. soba noodles, tell us about, like, so how do you prepare soba noodles? Because you usually eat them cold.
Yes, so soba noodles are buckwheat noodles, and they're made with buckwheat flour. They've got a bit of an earthy kind of taste to them, and they look a bit like greyish, kind of dark. You can get like different varieties, like green tea flavored soba noodles, but they're best just quickly blanched or boiled and then basically dropped in like a bowl of ice water just to cool them down. And then you use them as is in like a cold dipping sauce or like in a salad. Yeah.
And are they kind of chewier because they've been like flash frozen again almost?
Yeah, you could say that. I think the texture is quite similar to like, I guess, like I always like my noodles like al dente. So it's that kind of texture. Yeah.
All right. Best thing I ate this week, I was out for dinner with my mum, and something that has always interested me, that I've always been curious what it tastes like, are zucchini flowers.
Oh, yeah.
So the menu for where we were had fried zucchini flowers stuffed with stracciatella cheese, and then it had like this honey drizzle situation. They were fried.
Mm-hmm.
They were so good. It was that perfect combination of the crunchy from the fry, a little bit fatty, and then like honey to cut through all the sweetness or all the richness rather of the cheese.
That sounds so good.
It was so good.
Oh, you always eat such good food.
I think it's just I'm really enthusiastic about describing it.
Yeah.
But so are you. All right, this week, air fryers. I feel like they were first a thing around 2010, but really became popular in 2017. Brendan, do you own an air fryer?
Okay, this is, I got one for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I hope this person isn't listening because I didn't use it until like maybe 2 weeks ago.
Oh my God. Okay.
I was like not on board with them for so long.
Sure.
I was like, why do I need an air fryer when I guess I have such a nice kitchen at home. I've invested in it and I have a lot of really great equipment. But I recently, when I was in Taiwan, I was staying at this house that basically every house in Taiwan literally just has one little gas hob, and a lot of them don't have ovens.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, there was like some friends coming over for dinner. I was like, what do I cook? How do I be creative here? So I ended up buying an air fryer over there, which was like $30 Australian.
Did you leave it there?
I left it there. I wasn't going to take it back, seeing as I got one for Christmas.
Sure.
And yeah, I cooked so much in it. Like it was actually so handy.
Yeah. I feel like the initial trepidation of people was like, I don't know what to put in this beyond like frozen chips, but it turns out you can cook a lot in an air fryer. I remember a few weeks ago you told us that you did a pork belly in the air fryer.
Yeah.
So you like literally everything, right?
I know. I've jumped on board. I put this recipe up on Instagram and TikTok and it went like crazy. Mm. But basically I did like a cheat roast crackle pork belly in the air fryer and it turned out so well. It was like perfectly cooked. And I think what's good about an air fryer is that it is healthier than a traditional fryer. Like you don't really use oil. And the best thing about it is that it does have equal, like even kind of cooking. So it heats the whole kind of the whole pork, basically, yeah.
Yeah, so that's kind of the difference between an air fryer and an oven. I think a lot of people go, oh, do I need another kitchen gadget or is this going to totally replace the oven? Like, the answer is usually no, but there is quite a big point of difference in how it cooks things, isn't there?
Yeah, it's quick and even, even in the way that how it generates heat. So for me, I think it's great, like, just reheating things as well, especially if you have a family and you've got kids, like, home after school, even if you want to pull out some frozen, it doesn't have to be like, I mean, I love hash browns and like all that stuff, but it could be like veggies as well. And you can just chuck them in. You could make like some healthy sweet potato chips without an actual fryer, or like going to the shops and buying chips and just chucking it in. And then it'll take like 20, 30 minutes max.
I'm glad that you mentioned veggies there, because one of my favorite things to make in an air fryer, and this is on the same sort of tip as the fried zucchini flowers, is Brussels sprouts. Are you a Brussels sprout fan?
Yeah, I love Brussels sprouts.
Okay, so do I, but I know that not everybody out there does. And I know people talk about cooking them in the pan with bacon and getting them all charry.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I like to toss the Brussels, like give them a really good wash because they're quite filthy. I like to toss them with like a bit of, well, they are, there's
they
dirt
are, yeah.
Like crevices and
it's just that word with food. I love it.
Filthy. Yeah. I cut them up in half and then I toss them with some oil and some turmeric paprika, a little bit of chili and oil, and pop them in the air fryer, get them all charry, and then right at the end put some honey. And
no,
so they get a little bit sticky and a little bit spicy. And
oh, I'm going to try that.
It's really good because they get that char again, but it's not so dependent on being like smashed in oil. Yeah. And they're crispy and it's great.
Yeah. Do you use your air fryer quite often?
I do. So I was given an air fryer, one of those classic pull out, it's the basket ones.
Yeah.
This is the thing. There are so many of them.
I've got that one
as
well.
So I had one of those and I had it for a very long time. Somebody gifted me, and I hope they're not listening, an upgrade of an air fryer where it has shelving,
I've never used that.
Desktop oven. It's okay. It's a lot to clean. That's the only thing I'll say.
Okay.
I prefer the old pull out the drawer and just dump the stuff in.
Yeah.
This takes more care. But yes, I've learned that there are many types. They come in all shapes and sizes at all different price points, but that's how I'm using my air fryer. How are you using yours, or are you yet to jump on board? 0405-921-921. What about sweet things? Can you cook sweet stuff in the air fryer?
I actually haven't tried, but I was looking at some recipes over the weekend and I saw this person had made like a brownie in the air fryer, which I'm quite keen on because, one, I hate baking because I'm so impatient.
Sure.
So if I can use an air fryer to make like a quick brownie in, I don't know, like 20 minutes, that'd be perfect. It'd be ideal, really.
Well, and it'd be the perfect brownie because it'd be cooking at the right rate. It would all be cooking, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, even like I think you mentioned recently like banana fritters or like fried bananas, I remember you were talking about. And like something like that you could make in an air fryer for sure.
Totally.
Yeah.
And without all the oil, the only thing that freaks me out about cooking stuff in the air fryer is if you have to put it in a vessel and then put that in the air fryer. You've got to like, is it like oven safe ceramic?
Oh,
I guess?
I know what you mean. Yeah. And also the size, sometimes like the air fryer is so small and you can't fit like a whole pan or pot in there.
Yeah. Pros and cons, folks. Pros and cons. Let us know what you're using your air fryer for. 0405-921-921. That is Pang's Plate this week. Brendan Pang, thank you very much.
Thanks, Taylor.
We'll catch up with Brendan again next Monday morning.